I don't know what he said.
我进来做翻译。
May the grace of God be with you, and may the rainbow of God's blessing shine on your life.
愿神的恩典，愿神象征着爱我们的彩虹跟我们同在。
In a couple of weeks, it's going to be Easter.
在两个礼拜就将是复活节了。
And before Easter, we celebrate Good Friday.
在复活节之前，我们要有受难的纪念。
And the time before Good Friday, we try to understand what the importance of the cross is in our lives.
在受难节之前，我们要来了解耶稣我们钉在十字架上的重要的意义。
And today, I want to share a little bit about the power of the cross in my life, and hopefully in yours too.
今天我要分享十字架上对我的意义。
Sherman will, Dr. Lee will read a passage from the Old Testament.
我们来看创世纪第九章。
Genesis 9, verses 12 through 27.
12节到23节。 如果当中我们有开口英文班的，你可以借这个机会练习一下听你的英文哈。第九章创世纪第九章12到27节，我很快念一遍，你如果有圣经的跟着我。神说：“我与你们并你们这里的各样活物所立的永约是有记号的，我把红 放在云彩中，这就可做我与地立约的记号了。我使云彩盖地的时候，必有虹现在云彩中。我便纪念我与你们和各样有血肉的活物所立的约，谁就不再患难毁坏一切有血肉的物了。虹必现在云彩中，我看见就要纪念我与地上各样有血肉的活物所立的永约。神对挪亚说：这就是我与地上一切有血肉之物立约的记号了。 出方舟，挪亚的儿子就是闪、含、雅弗。含是迦南的父亲，这是挪亚的三个儿子，他们的后裔分散在全地。挪亚做起农夫来，栽种了一个葡萄园。他喝了园中的酒，便醉了，在帐篷里赤着身子。迦南的父亲含看见他父亲赤身就在外面，告诉他两个弟兄。于是闪和雅弗拿件衣服搭在肩上，倒退着进去，给他父亲盖上。 他们背着脸就看不见父亲的赤身。挪亚醒了酒，知道小儿子向他所做的事，就说迦南当受咒诅，必给他弟兄做奴仆的奴仆。又说耶和华闪的神是应当称颂的，愿迦南做闪的奴仆，愿神使雅弗扩张，使他住在闪的帐篷里，又愿迦南做他的奴仆。
That's it. Thank you. Have you ever noticed that one little incident, one little event in our lives can change everything?
你有没有注意到，就像这个圣经里面讲，一个小小的事件在我们生命当中可以改变很多事情。
And not only can it change everything, sometimes it can ruin everything.
不仅可以改变事情，有时候可以糟蹋所有的事情。
Do you know what the word curse means?
你知道咒诅这个字的意思吗?
Sometimes one little thing in our lives can put a curse over our lives.
有时候一个小小的事情就会成为一个咒诅在我们的生命当中。
Sometimes one little thing can put a curse on our marriage, or our family, or on our career, on our future.
有些小小的事可以带来咒诅在我们的生命、在我们的婚姻、在我们的工作当中。
Sometimes just one little thing, even in the life of a pastor, or one little thing between a father and a child, can ruin everything.
有时候一个小小的事件，其实在像我这样的牧师当中，或是一个在一个父亲跟孩子当中，也可以带来咒诅，而使很多事情就这样糟蹋掉了。
I don't know if you've ever felt that there was a curse over you, but when there's a curse that comes on a family or a marriage or a church, it's a very painful thing.
你不知道你有没有感受到曾经有咒诅你临到你的生命或者你的婚姻 或你的家庭当中，这种咒诅往往是一个非常惨痛的经验。
A curse can destroy a marriage and end in divorce. A curse can just ruin a church. It can bring illness or even death to people.
一个咒诅可以为婚姻带来破坏，为教会带来破坏，为你的健康带来毁坏性的结果。
And that's what happened to this family of Noah.
这发生在我们刚刚看的圣经里面，挪亚的家族里面。
Right after the flood, God had made everything new.
在洪水泛滥以后，神使一切都变成新的了。
God had placed a rainbow of grace and protection over everyone's lives.
神放一个彩虹，象征着他对我们的恩典跟慈爱。
And then one little incident, one little event in the life of that family ruined it all.
然而，挪亚家族发生了一个小小的事件，使他们整个家族的命运都受到了牵连。
You heard the story.
你刚刚看到这个故事，听到这个故事。
Noah.He was a farmer and he grew vineyards.
刚开始挪亚是一个农夫，他是地球上有史以来第一个种葡萄园的农夫。
And he made wine.
他从种的葡萄里面制造酒。
And one ordinary day, as he was doing his work, he did too much wine tasting.
有一天当他用葡萄在做酒的过程中品尝了太多，以至于他喝醉了。
And all this wine tasting got him very drunk.
那个酒让他非常的醉了。
And while he was drunk, and you know what happens, your inhibitions go down and you do things that you usually wouldn't. Noah stripped naked and went into his tent.
你知道吗？当酒精浓度太高在你身体的时候，你醉的时候，你的意志力就降低。所以挪亚喝醉酒以后，他就做了他平常不会做的事情，他把那衣服全部脱光了。
And there he was laying in his tent, totally naked. And while he was laying there, his youngest son, whose name was Ham, came and opened the tent and looked inside.
当他酒醉赤身露体什么都衣服都没有穿躺在他帐篷里面的时候，他的最小的儿子不小心从帐篷外面看进去的，看到他父亲赤身露体没有穿衣服的躺在帐篷里面。
Now that sometimes happens in families.
有时候这种难为情的事发生在我们家里面。
Sometimes our children catch us in very embarrassing situations.
有时候我们孩子看到我们做一些很难为情的事，不一定是没有穿衣服，就是一些让他们感到难堪的事情。
But here Ham, the youngest son, sees his father drunk and naked, and it was a moral lapse.
这个最小的儿子韩看到他的爸爸酒醉而且没有穿衣服躺在里面，他觉得他爸爸在道德上是失败的。在那一刻，
Now the Bible teaches that we should honor our parents.
圣经教导我们要敬畏我们敬佩顺服我们的父母。
But that was far from Ham's mind. Instead of honoring his father and covering up his shame, Ham thought it would be a good time for a joke.
那他的最小儿子韩在那时候没有拿衣服把他爸爸盖住，反正他觉得是一个很有趣的事情，可以借着这个机会来嘲笑他父亲一下。
He thought that his father being drunk and laying naked was so funny, and he called his brothers, "Come and look!" And they were going to have a joke.
很有趣，所以他把他两个哥哥们叫过来一起看他爸爸醉在那个地方，没有穿衣服在那个地方。
Now it seems to me that this is just a little thing. It's unusual, but a little thing that happened in their family.
对我来说，这个好像是一个很小的事件，也没有什么大关紧要的事情。但对那个家族来说，好像是一件大事情。
It's kind of like a, it's just A little incident.
小小的事件。
It could have happened in any one of our homes.
都可能发生在我们家里面。
It's just a little skeleton that we could have put into the family closet.
就好像你把一个小小的骷髅的骨头放在你的衣橱里面一样。
But this little incident brought on them and on their children and their children after them the curse of sin.
那这个小小的事件是为他们那个家族以及他们后以后好几代带来咒诅。
This little incident brought a curse on their family.
这个小小的事件为他们的家族带来了咒诅。
You know that rainbow that God had placed over them?
你知道神放在天上彩虹象征的意义吗？
It was just shattered.
这个彩虹，神赐下来彩虹受到动摇了。
The Bible says that Noah cursed his son.
当挪亚醒过来的时候，他发现他小儿子做的事情，他非常生气，他就咒诅他的小儿子。
That's not something parents should do, but Noah cursed.His son, because he was so angry.
这不应该是一个父母做的，但是因为挪亚非常生气，他就咒诅他的小儿子。
And he said, "Cursed be Canaan."
他的咒诅临到我这个小儿子身上。
Canaan was the nation that came out of Ham, all the children, his descendants. "Cursed be Canaan," he said.
他咒诅临到韩跟他的后代。
"Damned be Ham," he said.
他的韩的后代将是无用的。
And so he put a curse, a spell over his youngest son.
所以他用他的话带出咒诅在他最年轻的儿子身上。
But not only did he put a spell on his youngest son, he put a special blessing on his oldest son.
他不仅咒诅最小的儿子，反而又祝福另外两个儿子。
May my oldest son have a special blessing.
他说让我另外两个大的儿子有非常多的祝福。
May he not only be special, but may he be superior.
他不仅非常特殊，而且是超越一切人的。
And let the children of Ham serve and be slaves of the children of Shem.
让这最小儿子以及他的后代成为奴隶，来服侍他两个兄弟的后代。
And may my middle son, who also didn't look at me and didn't shame me, may my middle son be the strong one and the powerful one.
让我第二个儿子成为一个有能有力的人。
And may the oldest and the middle son be better than the youngest son.
愿那两个前两个儿子比最后一个儿子更受祝福。
May the children of Ham always be inferior, scum, slaves, no good.Weak.
但愿我最小的儿子，他的后代永远是奴隶，永远是低下了、自卑的、没有成就的。
And so a curse fell over their family.
所以咒诅就临到这个家族。
It was the curse of racism.
一个种族上的咒诅。
The curse of prejudice and pride and feeling superior and feeling unequal.And the curse of one person dominating the other, one person abusing the other.
因为挪亚咒诅他的小儿子，祝福另外两个大儿子，以至于他们以后延出来的家族就另外两个孩子就认为他们比较优势，他们就有优越感。
And that curse fell not only on Noah's family, but it fell on the human race, and it's with us even today.
因为这样的咒诅，两个儿子得到祝福，一个儿子得到咒诅，他们三个家族开始纷争，以至于世世代代，以至于到现在还在有战争发生。
We feel that curse even in North America.
我们感觉到那个咒诅在北美这个地方。
But especially we see this curse being lived out in the Middle East, where the children of Ham and Shem.And Japheth still fight each other and kill each other every day.
因为那一次的事件造成两个兄弟跟另一个小兄弟彼此的竞争和战争，以致延续到现在的中东，那些战争都是由这三个兄弟的家族延续下来的，他们还不断的在战争。
Now, today is Lent. That's that season before Good Friday and Easter.
今天是春，中文说春分的时候，就是 白天开始比晚上长的时候。
And during this season, we want to ask the question, what difference does the cross make in our lives?
在这个季节，我经常喜欢问大家，十字架对大家有什么特别的意义？
Don't we say and sing, there's power in the cross?
我们不是经常这样唱说十字架带着能力吗？
Don't we say there's power in the blood of the Lamb?
我们不是说耶稣的宝血带着能力吗？
Now what does that mean?
那是代表什么意思？
And to help us understand the power of the cross in this situation of a curse coming over the creation, I'd like for us to read Galatians chapter 3.
要了解十字架以及耶稣宝血所为这个咒诅的世代所带来的祝福，我要念一个经节，在加拉太书第三章十到十四节。加拉太书三章十到十四节，我们等一下可以一起来念。加拉太书三章十到十四节，我来念一下。凡以行律法为本的，都是被咒诅的，因为经上记着，凡不常照律法书上所记一切之事去行的，就被咒诅。没有一个人靠着律法在神面前称义，这是明显的，因为经上说，义人必因信得生，律法言不本乎信，只说行这些事的就必因此活着。基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅，因为经上记着，凡挂在木头上都是被咒诅的。
The Bible tells us that Jesus came and suffered and died on the cross to lift the curse from us.
记载着耶稣为我们钉在十字架上死了，是为了要带领我们脱离咒诅。
We are all under the curse of sin.
我们都受了罪的咒诅。
We are all damned to a life of brokenness and evil and divorce and alcoholism and abuse and feeling better than others and being superior.
这些咒诅似乎让我们笼罩在这些酗酒了、邪恶的势力的、婚姻出问题这些咒诅当中。
And we too experience the sorrow and the grief of being under the curse.
我们因为咒诅带来使我们带来伤痛以及难过。
Have you ever felt like that was a curse on you?
你有没有经验过有那个咒诅在你的身上？
The good news is,
好消息是，
Jesus, through his suffering on the cross, came to redeem us from the curse.
好消息是耶稣为我们钉在十字架上，就是我们脱离这样的咒诅。
This passage from Galatians said that Jesus suffered the curse of God for us.
这在刚刚的经节上面说，耶稣为我们承受了这个咒诅。
He took on the curse and the pain of sin and prejudice and racism and hatred.
他为我们承受了罪的咒诅。
He took upon himself the abuse and the violence that people felt.
他为我们承受了因为暴力、因为虐待所带来的咒诅。
He took upon himself the hatred that came when the curse, Noah's curse came over human beings.
他为我们承受了因为挪亚那一次的咒诅所带来的人与人之间的相恨。
Galatians 3 verse 14 says, Jesus redeemed us from the curse. He became the curse for us.In order that the blessing of that rainbow of blessing can be ours.
刚刚经节上面提到，耶稣为我们承受了这个咒诅，以至于神的象征恩典的彩虹能临到我们生命当中。
Jesus wants us to experience the blessing of God, the harmony, the love, the grace, the protection.
耶稣来为了要让我们经验神的祝福、神的爱。
Through the cross, Jesus wants to bring healing.In our brokenness and forgiveness.
因为耶稣钉在十字架上为我们带来了医治以及爱以及能力。
So Jesus was cursed instead of us.
所以耶稣为我们代替了咒诅。
In the Bible it says, whoever is hangs on a tree, that person is cursed by God.
圣经说，凡挂在木头上面的，挂在树上的，都是被神所咒诅的。
And so Jesus took the curse of sin on his body.
所以耶稣用他的身体代替了我们的咒诅。
And the reason he did that so we could experience the blessings of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
他这样做的理由是我们能承受神的祝福。
So that we can experience healing.
所以我们可以经历神的医治。
And harmony.
和谐。
That we can experience the end of prejudice.
我们可以经历忧郁感的结束。
No more hatred.
没有恨在我们当中。
In Revelation,
在创世纪,
Revelation 22, at the very end of the Bible, we are told that because of the cross, because of the blood of Jesus, there will be no longer any curse over our whole, over the whole world in our lives.
在启示录22章3节说，因为耶稣为我们钉在十字架上，所以我们不再有任何的咒诅在这个世界上以及在我们的生命当中。
Isn't that amazing?
不是很完美好吗？
That's the gospel. That's the good news.
这是好消息。
Jesus has lifted the curse off our lives and blesses us.
耶稣已经为我们代替了咒诅，而为我们带来祝福。
He sets us free to experience God's love.
他释放我们可以经验经历神的祝福，神的爱。
And he sets us free to be the people God meant us to be.
希望我们成为神要我们成为的人。
God wants us to live under his rainbow of grace.
神要我们活在他的祝福之下。
Today, to end this sermon, I would like to share with you a personal testimony.
在结束这个证道之前，我要分享我个人的见证。
I want to tell you how Jesus lifted the curse off my life.
我要告诉你神如何除掉我身上的咒诅。
Jesus did an amazing thing for me. I love Jesus because he lifted that curse off my life. And I want to tell you about that.
做的奇妙的是他把我的咒诅除去了。我要告诉你我的故事。
It was the curse that was over my life was the curse of shame.
那是一个羞耻的咒诅在我的生命当中。
When I was about 4 years old,
当我四岁的时候
，Actually, the picture on the overhead here is my kindergarten picture when I was
幼稚园时的照片。他五岁的时候
，That's me, 5 years old.
五岁的时候，五岁的照片。
Now, the year before this picture was taken, I was 4 years old.
当我四岁的时候，在这个照片前一年的时候
，My father had a garage, a gas station.
我的父亲有一个加油站。
And he had a number of people working for him.
他还雇了几个雇工。
And one day, one of the employees of my father abused me.
有一天，我爸爸的雇工虐待我。
It was an awful experience.
一个非常可恶的经验。
I can still remember this incident to this very day.
甚至到今天，我都还可以清楚地记住当天我受虐待的情形。
It seemed like just a little incident.
好像似乎是一个小小的事件。
But through the years, I've come to understand that this little incident has brought a curse.Over my life,
自从那件事情以后，当我不断的成长的时候，我发现这件事情对我的生命带来咒诅。
I told no one what this person did. I was so ashamed.
我觉得非常的羞耻。
Another thing that happened when I was 4 years old.
另外一个事情发生在那个时候，同一个时候。
My father and mother, they were Christians.
我的父母虽然是基督徒
，but When I was four,
当我四岁的时候
they didn't like some of my behavior, and they punished me in a very embarrassing way.
他们不喜欢我的某一些行为，他们处罚我，用一种让我非常难堪的处罚方式来对待我。
They did something which is just terrible, and they did it while my little brother, who's a year and a half younger than I, was watching.
当他们惩罚我的时候，我的一岁半的弟弟在旁边看着。
As I reflect on what my parents did to me, I realized that it was something they shouldn't have done. It was abusive.
当我回想那一次的经验，我想到他们不应该用这样的方式来对待我，因为那是一种虐待。
It was violent.
非常暴力。
It was totally humiliating.
实在是非常的羞辱我的一种暴力行为。
And I'm still too embarrassed, too ashamed to talk about it.
非常耻辱，我不敢讲。
A couple of times, my little brother, who was three, he remembers the story, and a couple of times he wanted to control me, and he would begin telling the story of what my parents did to me.
在以后的岁月当中，我的小弟弟记住那件事，经常用那件事来试着来控制我。
He made fun of me.
他取笑我。
And today, these two incidents, how my father's employee and how my parents treated me, are skeletons in the family closet.
这两件事件，我爸爸的雇工以及我父母对我做的暴力的这些羞辱的事情，就好像一个小小的骷髅头在我的衣橱里面一样，仍然留着。
You know that these two little incidents changed everything for me.
这两件事情完全的改变了我的一生。
It ruined everything.
它糟蹋了我以后很多的岁月。
A curse came over my soul.
一种咒诅，那羞辱的咒诅临到我的心灵里面。
When I was five in kindergarten and the years following, I began to have an extreme inferiority complex.
五岁的时候，当我在幼稚园的时候，我总是觉得自己很自卑。
I felt I was a bad person.
我认为我是一个坏孩子。
I was unacceptable.
我不被接受。
I was a failure.
我是一个失败的小孩子。
Many years later, I had a spiritual counselor who needed to help me with my problems.
几年以后，我甚至需要一个辅导员来辅导我心里的问题。
I was so ashamed I didn't even dare to tell him these stories.
当他来辅导的时候，我感到非常羞辱。我真的不没有勇气跟他说我的经过。
But my counselor, after talking to him for a year and a half, said, "Sid, you have a bad case of existential shame."
经过一年以后，这个辅导员跟我说 ，Sid, 你是一个病例，是一个对存在感到羞耻的病例。
I don't know exactly what that word means.
我不知道那个什么意思。
But I was afraid of everything.
我对所有事情都很害怕。
I was afraid to date when
我不敢
约会 I was a teenager. I didn't dare talk to girls.
我不敢跟女孩子讲话，当我是青少年的时候。
I just felt totally inferior.
我觉得自己是一个非常
No girl would ever go out with me.
我想没有女孩子会愿意跟我约会的。
And when I had the call that I would be a pastor, I was too afraid.
当我
to go to the school to be a pastor.
我呼召要成为牧师的时候，我非常的担心，我怎么可能成为一个牧师
？I was afraid to speak in public.
我根本害怕在众人面前说话。
I was totally afraid to be the person God made me to be.
我对自己这个人感到非常的害怕。
And you know, often in social situations at a party.
经常在社交的场合里面。
I would be so embarrassed about myself that I would turn red.
我为自己感到难为情，我脸都涨红了。
Do you ever blush?
你曾经有个脸涨红的经验吗？我的眼睛也红了。
I was so embarrassed of myself.
我对自己感到难为情。
You know what a psychologist today would call my condition?
我这样情形，一个心理学家、精神科医生会怎么诊断呢？
He would say I have a bad case of social anxiety.
他会说我是一个对于社交有焦虑感的一种病例。
And if I came to Dr. Lee, he'd probably give me some medicine.
所以说他如果来到医生，医生会给他一些药，现在有药物可以治疗。
That's how they deal with it today. They give you a pill. I was under that curse of shame about myself.
我在那种耻辱的咒诅之下。
family home ruined everything for me.
在家里面小小一些类似这样的事件，真的可以糟蹋一个孩子的一生。
One day,
有一天
when I was in seminary,
当我在神学院二十年前
，so that was about 20 years ago, I was lamenting and crying to my spiritual counselor about the shame of my life.
我对我的属灵的辅导员分享这个在我生命当中非常觉得羞耻的这个经验。
And my spiritual counselor said, "Can I make a suggestion?"
这位辅导员说，我能建议做一点事吗？
It was at the beginning of Lent, about 5 weeks before Good Friday.
是在这个季节，在五个礼拜，在受难前五个礼拜。
My spiritual counselor invited me to do something on Good Friday.
这辅导员邀请我在受难日的晚上做一点事情。
He said, "On Good Friday, I would like you to read the story of the crucifixion of Jesus."
他在受难日那个晚上，我要你读耶稣受难的故事。
I would like you to visualize it and imagine that you're there at the cross.
我要你用心灵的眼睛想象你在现场当耶稣受难的时候。
And I would like you to see if there's any shame at the cross.
我要你看看在那个时候在十字架上的耶稣有什么耻辱没有。
Was Jesus ashamed?
耶稣受到羞辱吗？
Does he know how you're feeling?
他知道你的感觉吗？
I had never thought of this before.
我从来没有想过这个问题。
But that Good Friday,
在那个晚上
I saw Jesus hanging on the cross.
那晚上我心里眼睛看到耶稣钉在十字架上。
It was no dream.
梦想破碎了。
They took off his clothes,
他们脱掉耶稣的衣服
even his undergarments,
甚至他的礼衣
and they nailed his hands to the cross.
他把他手钉在木头上面。
They lifted Jesus up and they put him on display.
他把耶稣连同那个十字架升起来了挂在地上。
Totally naked, totally exposed for everyone to see.
赤身肉体无助的让每一个人在那里嘲笑。
And the people pointed.
人们指着他。
And they laughed.
他们取笑他。
And they jeered.
人们嘲笑他。
And they mocked him.
他们羞辱他。
And then Jesus, like I had done 1,000 times before.
然后耶稣就像我已经做了几千遍一样。
Jesus turned red.
他感到难为情，他的脸转红了。
He blushed.
他脸上转红。
He was ashamed.
他觉得很受羞辱。
His whole life seemed to be a failure.
似乎他的一生就这样成为一个注定是失败的。
Everything seemed to be in ruins for him.
他说一生的计划似乎都受到糟蹋了。
And I got a sense that Jesus too felt bad.
我感觉到耶稣那个时候也感觉到自己是一个没有用的人。
He felt unacceptable.
没有被接受。
He felt inferior.
是一个低。低贱的人
Worse than a slave.
比一个奴隶都还不如。
He felt forsaken.
他认为他被抛弃。
Cursed by his own father.
被他自己的父亲上帝所咒诅了。
And there I was, standing in front of the cross with all my shame.
我那一刻我站在十字架面前，我也感受到我自己所受的羞辱。
There I stood in front of the cross with those memories of my childhood.
那些小孩子的时候，当我受羞辱，别人在旁边看的时候，那种羞辱的感觉。
Those memories of being violated and exposed.
那一些被暴力对待、虐待那一些记忆又出现在我的脑中。
Those feelings of inferiority and fear.
我感觉是一个卑贱的人。
Those feelings of not being good enough.
我觉得我自己永远不够好。
And there I was standing before the cross.
在那一刻，我站在十字架面前。
I really didn't know what was happening.
我真的不知道什么事情发生了。
I can't say I really left anything and even my burdens at the cross.
我不能说他神马上把我的负担重担都拿去了。
But I do know that there at the cross, when I saw that naked body of Jesus.
但是在那一刻当我看到耶稣赤身肉体的在那个十字架上面的时候。
And I saw him struggling.Not being able to cover himself because his hands were nailed to the cross.
我看耶稣挣扎，甚至不能用衣服盖住自己的身体的时候，因为他手被钉在十字架上面。
Something happened in my soul.
在我灵魂的深处有事情发生了。
I didn't realize it at first.
刚开始我没有意识到。
It took a long time to sink in.
经过一段时间以后，这些灵魂的改变渐渐地沉淀到我心里的深处。
But that day,
那一天
the curse of sin and shame was lifted from my soul.
自从那一天，在我生命当中那些羞辱就被这个景象所除去了。
And that rainbow of God's grace.And the courage, and the blessings, and life, and courage, and strength began to flow in my soul.
从那一刻开始，我似乎觉得我的羞辱都离去了，象征着神祝福、爱、恩典、鼓励的彩虹流进我的生命当中。
And so Jesus took the curse of sin from my life.
似乎耶稣把我的羞辱都带走了。
He redeemed me from the curse of shame.
他把我从耻辱的那些咒诅当中释放救赎出来了。
He redeemed me from feeling inferior.
他把我从感觉到自己不如人、卑贱的那种咒诅当中释放出来。
And he just showered his blessing of grace on me.
他用他的祝福倾注在我的身上。
Jesus, by taking the curse into his own body,
耶稣借着用他的身体代替了我们的咒诅。
Did this so that I could receive the Holy Spirit.
所以我能领受圣灵的祝福。
And I could become the person God made me to be.
所以我能成为神要我成为的那样的人。
The person you see standing right here, the person you know.
就是现在在你面前这个我。
I'm not perfect.
我不完美。
But I've been redeemed and set free from social anxiety, anxiety and existential shame.
各样的耻辱、不足人、卑贱当中，以及在社交场难为情的咒诅当中释放出来的。
And it didn't happen because I took some pills.
没有这样的释放，不是因为我吃了医生给我的药。
And you know, today I am just so happy and enthusiastic.
今天我是一个喜乐的人，我对生命带着热情。
I've gotten over my fear of asking girls, and I'm happily married.
那是不是把我让那种对约会害怕除掉了？我后来结婚了，生了五个孩子。
And I'm happy.
我很高兴
to serve God and to speak in public.
来在公众场合中来宣扬神的爱。
And I'm happy to be me.
我很高兴我是这样的人。
Praise the Lord.
感谢
神 Thanks be to Jesus.
谢谢
He's the one that changed my life.
他是
He took the curse of my life.
他为我担当的咒诅。
I thank Jesus for what He's done.
谢谢耶稣为我们钉在十字架上所成就的。
What wondrous love is this that Jesus would take that dreadful curse on us, this curse of sin, and bring healing to our lives.
当耶稣为我们代替了咒诅的时候，他代替了我们所受的羞辱，为我们带来医治。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
Thank you.
谢谢。想谢谢啊，戴西为我们做的分享。啊，我们一起起立，我们来请敬拜赞美团为我们带一首诗歌。如果刚刚 Patsy 的信息有触动你的心，或是在你的生命当中，你曾经有过让你感到难为情的羞辱，也许是来自你的家庭，也许是来自你的兄弟姐妹、你的亲戚、你的老师、你的同事、你的朋友，或甚至你的配偶，他们为你做一些事情，让你感到难为情，让你灵魂受到了伤害。你想在唱这首诗歌的时候，你可以跟Patsy 以前做的一样，你可以用你心里眼睛。